So you know we have a lot of work ahead of us in regards to making sure we take care of each other when it comes to these heat events. Well, our next guest certainly does a lot of that. Wilhelmina Martin is a Port Moody retiree who collects air conditioners for senior citizens. And I know, Wilhelmina, you go by the name Willie, so that's what I'm going to stick with as well. So, Willie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you go about starting to do this, just going about and collecting air conditioners for senior citizens?
Well, a little bit of background. I'm a geriatric nurse by background. I'm a senior, mm-hmm. and I've worked with seniors all my life. And I, in fact, looked after my father for 10 years in my home from the age of 80 to 90. And at that point, I installed a heat pump. So I've had a heat pump for 16 years. And I also ran a little doggy daycare in my home. And I said, I need the cooling for my parent and my pet. So that is part of the original story. And then I had a very dear friend who died at the age of 107. And before she passed away, she said to me, I wake up every morning and I look for an opportunity to make a difference. And those words have stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And in 2021, when the heat dome went on, I took to heart the check on your neighbors, check on the seniors, check on the people living alone. And that's when I started this air conditioning recycling program as a crazy idea to get donated air conditioners into the residents of people who didn't have cooling. And I placed 6 air conditioners the first year, mm-hmm. 7 the second year. And this year, I just put the ad out about 10 days ago on Facebook, and the timing seems to be very pertinent to a lot of issues because there's a lot of interest in what I'm doing, and there are a lot of people who want to help, who they want to donate air conditioners, but I have to be somewhat selective because many people cannot put window air conditioners in their premises because they're in a condo or in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And floor air conditioners are easier for me to deliver if I can find volunteers. But I have to make sure that I get working air conditioners with all of the parts because I don't have the money to be fixing or adding parts or components. And then I'm looking for volunteers who will help install them so that they're safely installed.
And Willie, what was it like when you do install an air conditioner? What kind of impact does it have on an individual?
Well, the very first person for whom I acquired an air conditioner was a lady who I've known off of Facebook for a couple of years. And she phoned me one night from Eagle Ridge Hospital and said, I have to go home and the hospital will not allow me to go home because I've got heat stroke. And when the ambulance picked me up, the temperature in my apartment was over 100 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So I brought her to my house. And she stayed in my air-conditioned basement for several days, and I basically nursed her past her heat stroke. But we had to get back to her apartment because she had a cat in that environment. And it was that day that I got the first air conditioner delivered to her, and she has said it made all the difference in her life because she now can actually get her room to an acceptable level so that she can sleep.
We only have about a minute left, but I do want to ask you, can seniors afford to run those air conditioners? Because, I mean, it still is a huge draw on power, isn't it?
It's a critical question because that same individual has told me she can only afford to run her air conditioner for a short period of time. So I'm applying for a grant with the help of one of our city councilors, Amy Lubick, to see if we can get some money to buy new air conditioners, a little bit more efficient, and use some of that money to provide subsidies for their air conditioning costs because she said she can't afford the air conditioning costs. And there are many people like that out there.
Yeah, there absolutely is. Well, you're doing fabulous work. I really appreciate it. I want to get this message out. So if anybody wants to donate a working portable air conditioner, they can reach you at wilhelminajmartin@outlook.com. That's W-I-L-H-E-L. minajmartin@outlook.com. Now, if you've missed that in any way, email me at jazz@cknw.com. I'll make sure we get that information passed along to Wilhelmina. Willie, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. You're doing fabulous work, and it's always great to chat with somebody who cares so deeply about their community as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.